This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, this is Mary Beth Gianni bringing you a new type of magazine again this week, Ranger Rick's Zoo Books. This one is about big cats and it's the April 2024 edition. Big cats are beautiful. They're strong and fierce, yet wonderfully graceful. The line between big cats and little cats can be a little hard to understand. Mountain lions are large, for example, but we group them with little cats. This is because we usually say cats that can roar but not purr are big cats, and mountain lions cannot roar. Even so, two big cats, snow leopards and cheetahs, can't roar either. It's all a little confusing. Big cats include leopards, lions, tigers, jaguars, snow leopards, and cheetahs. Clouded leopards are considered to be a bridge between big cats and little cats, having features from both groups. Steaming tropical jungles, open plains, and snowy mountains are all home to big cats. They are found in Africa, Asia, and North and South America. The body of a big cat is perfect for catching prey. It is heavily muscled and powerful. Its teeth and claws are fierce weapons. And big cats are very good at moving without making much noise. They can walk on tiptoe. When they run, only the soft pads on the bottom of their feet touch the ground. The ears are very useful to cats that hunt at night. By turning their ears in different directions, big cats can tell the direction a sound is coming from. The eyes are set on the side of the head. That means big cats can see farther behind themselves than people can. They can also see well in the dark. The nose helps cats to hunt in heavy brush or tangled woods, where it's hard to see ahead. They can follow a trail by smell until they get close enough to hear or see their prey. Canine teeth are used to bring down and hold prey. Incisors, along with the canines, are used for cutting and tearing meat. The tongue is covered with tiny rasps or hooks that are used to scrape the last of the meat off the bones. And long whiskers are a set of feelers that big cats use to find their way in the dark. Just as you might use your fingers to feel your way along in blackness, cat whiskers can feel for objects nearby. Skeletons of all big cats are very much alike. In fact, the skeletons of tigers and lions are so similar that even experts can have a hard time telling them apart. The tail of the leopard is only 2/3 the length of its body. In tigers, the tail can be nearly as long as the body, sometimes more than 4 feet long. To approach its prey silently, a big cat pulls its claws inside its paws while it runs. When it is ready to attack, the cat extends its claws to grab its prey. As the cat runs, it arches its backbone and brings its front and rear feet briefly together. Then the powerful rear legs push off the ground and the backbone extends, so the cat is carried a greater distance. Longer steps make the animal move faster. Do you know how to tell leopards and jaguars apart? Both are equally at home in a lot of different habitats: swamps, forests, mountains, and grasslands. Both can survive on a wide variety of foods, from large herd animals to insects. And both have kept large ranges, even though people have not made it easy for them to do so. The key to telling the difference between leopards and jaguars is that these cats are found on different continents, are different sizes, and have different spots. The spots on jaguars and leopards are arranged in small circles called rosettes. Jaguars usually have one or more spots in the center of each circle. Leopards have no spots inside the circle pattern. Dark leopards and jaguars are found most often in deep forests and jungles. It seems likely that their coat color helps them to hide in the shadows. Cats of lighter colors are more common in open country. Both jaguars and leopards may be born with dark, nearly black coats. A close look in the right light shows spots hidden in the dark coat. The range of jaguars is not as large as it once was, but they can still be found in remote areas from northern Mexico through central South America. The range of leopards is still widespread, but there are fewer leopards within the range. They are in the southern parts of Africa and Asia. Leopards are the smallest of the big cats, weighing only about 100 pounds, and they are also the best at hiding from humans. Jaguars are heavier than leopards, with more muscles on their bodies and wider faces. On average, jaguars weigh twice as much as leopards. Because they are stockier and more sturdily built, jaguars are not as graceful as leopards. Of all big cats, leopards are the best at stalking prey. Moving very quietly, they can get within a few feet of their prey before they are noticed. When they have made their kill, they usually drag it up into a tree to keep it safe from other predators. Jaguars usually stalk prey on dry ground, but they don't mind getting wet if their prey tries to escape into a muddy swamp. Jaguars like to be near water and have been seen fishing from the bank. A jaguar's strength is really surprising. For their size, jaguars can carry and pull very big animals. The largest jaguar on record weighed only 350 pounds, but was once seen dragging a full-grown horse for more than a mile. Another was seen to drag a horse several hundred yards and then swim across a river with it. Lions are different from the other big cats in several important ways. All of the others live alone most of the time and usually hunt alone too. But lions live in groups called prides that can include as many as 35. Although a large pride like that is often broken into smaller groups. Also, unlike other big cats, adult lions do not have stripes or spots on their coats. While tigers, leopards, and jaguars often live in forests and swamps, African lions prefer the wide open spaces. In the past, lions had a much larger range. Less than 2,000 years ago, there were lions in southeastern Europe. Today, lions are found in small parts of Africa in a very small game preserve in India's Gir Forest. Only male lions have manes, which can vary in color from tawny gold to reddish brown to black. Lions spend most of the day sleeping or lying in the shade, relaxing. It has been said that the lion is the laziest animal in Africa, but they are actually just saving their energy for hunting prey. A lion's roar can carry for more than 5 miles and announces, "This is my pride's territory." Other members of the pride roar in response, but outsiders stay quiet. Lion cubs are usually born in litters of 4 or less. When young, their coats are spotted. As they grow older, the spots disappear. Asian lions look very much like African lions. It was once thought that Asian lions had shorter manes, but this is not true. Both types may have either long or short manes. Lions are the only big cats that usually hunt in groups. They surround the prey and drive it into a trap. Females do most of the hunting. When the prey is large, the males may join in the hunt to add their strength. Group hunting works very well. It is successful twice as often as when a lion hunts alone. When lions have just eaten, they become lazy. Animals that would normally be prey for the lion are ignored. At an early age, lion cubs practice to become hunters by stalking beetles, butterflies, sticks, stones, and each other. The lions in a pride seem to get along well, if you don't count meal times. Pride rules say that males eat their fill first, then the females and young. There can be fights over meat, and even cubs will defend their share against adults. Adult lions can eat as much as 40 pounds of meat at one time. If the kill was small, the cubs may lose out. Old males are usually driven out of the pride to be replaced by younger adult males. Unable to hunt fast-moving prey, the banished old males search for slower-moving targets. Some say tigers are the most beautiful of the big cats, as well as the most powerful and most dangerous to people. They deserve their reputation for beauty and power. There can be few things as elegant as a tiger's striped coat. And they are the most muscular and the largest of the big cats. But they are not nearly as dangerous to people as some would say. No two tigers have the same pattern of stripes. Face markings can be used to tell one tiger from another. If tigers had no stripes, they might starve to death. Because they are not fast runners, they must get close to their prey in order to catch it. Their stripes help them to blend in with the tall grass and allow them to sneak close to their prey. Even then, tigers are only successful once out of every 10 or 20 tries. When the weather gets warm, tigers often can be found in a cool pool of water. Unlike most cats, tigers love the water and swim well. There are several different types of tigers. The Indochinese tiger is the current population estimate for this Southeast Asian tiger is only 250. Caspian tigers once roamed over a huge territory. In 1964, about 80 to 100 still remained in northern Iran. The Caspian tiger is now extinct. The Siberian or Amur tiger, this largest of the tigers, now numbers around 450 in China and in the Russian Far East. There may have been as few as 20 left before their recovery began. The Bengal tiger, there has been a big population loss for this tiger, which lives in Nepal, Bhutan, Bangladesh, and India. The loss is due to poaching and lack of habitat. They now number fewer than 3,400. The Sumatran tiger. Scientists think there are around 370 of these tigers remaining. The Javan tiger is extinct. It was last seen in 1976. And the South China tiger is probably extinct in the wild, although it's possible there may be some survivors. Maybe someday captive individuals can be released into the wild. Some tigers live in the far north where it's very cold. Others live in steamy, hot climates. Northern tigers have longer fur and are lighter in color to help them hide in snowy landscapes. Southern tigers have shorter and darker coats that work well in shadowy jungles. Tigers have the largest canine teeth of any meat-eating land animal, but even the tooth of a very large tiger looks small next to the 8-inch tooth of a gigantic and extinct saber-toothed tiger. A gathering of tigers is unusual. When fully grown, a tiger needs about 15 pounds of food every day to survive. This is why tigers hunt alone and don't like to share their kills. Tigers may be young brothers and sisters still living together to be seen in a group. People have always loved and feared big cats. Ancient tribes worshipped them. The Egyptians mummified them as a sign of respect and kept big cats in zoos as symbols of royal power. Kings and emperors wore their skins on special occasions. Even today, nations have placed pictures of them on flags. In the minds of most people, big cats stand for courage and majesty. For hundreds of years, the cheetah was known as the hunting leopard and was used by people to help bring down game. Running faster than 60 miles per hour, this fastest of all land animals caught the prey and held it until the human hunters arrived. The Emperor Kublai Khan was said to have owned 1,000 hunting cheetahs. To the ancient peoples of South America, the strength and beauty of the jaguar inspired them to worship it as a god. The lion was a favorite animal of the ancient Assyrians and Babylonians. When these two civilizations began the study of astronomy, they named one of the most important groups of stars, Leo, after the lion. Sadly, even into the 20th century, many tigers were killed for sport. In 1965, one Maharaja reported that his total take of tigers was only 1,150. Big cats are in danger throughout the world. Illegal hunting or poaching is rising. This is because a few people still want coats made from real animals. Others are using cat body parts for medicines that don't actually heal anything. Spreading the news that animals need our help is something you can do. One way you can get the word out is by sharing your drawings, poems, and stories. And we have a few poems here submitted by readers. The first one is by Abby Z, age 10. Fierce is the lion, he prowls and roars. Strong is the lion, king of the jungle he controls. Pounce goes the lion, he doesn't mess around. The next one is by Chloe, age 7. Big cat over there, stalking, not walking, no need to share. Licking his paws with jaws, looking at the squirrel. Pounce, got him under paws, gonna show his family, carrying in jaws. Goes to door, shows family with lots of pride. Decides to leave him there, then jumps into air, goes, lays on grass, purring with pride. And the last one is by Anne, who is also age 10. They've all been 10-year-olds. The wind blows south playfully away from the famished cheetah, who stalks the calm gazelle, unknowing of danger. Most animals could not spot the camouflaged cheetah behind tall grass, planning her move to win a tasty prize. Swiftly and silently, the cheetah pounces. The startled gazelle notices too late, and the cheetah had already won the battle to fill her hungry tummy. Next, we're going to change gears a little bit and go to a whales article. Whales live in the ocean like fish. They swim around and hunt in the ocean like fish. They even look something like fish. But whales are not fish. They are mammals, the same as we are. A mammal is an animal that has lungs and breathes air. It is warm-blooded, with a body temperature that is more or less the same all the time. The babies of most mammals are born alive instead of hatched from eggs. And all mammal babies take milk from their mothers. Whales are sea mammals, mammals that live in the sea. All whales are known as cetaceans. They are divided into toothed whales and baleen whales. Instead of teeth, baleen whales have brushes. And it may surprise you to learn that toothed whales include dolphins and porpoises, animals you may not have known were whales at all. In both toothed whales and baleen whales, males are called bulls and females are cows. A young whale is called a calf. Baleen whales can be very big. The largest of them, which is the blue whale, can reach 100 feet or more. But there are baleen whales that are much smaller, too. Some never grow any longer than 20 feet, smaller than a newborn blue whale. Baleen whales have baleen instead of teeth. Baleen is made of keratin, like your fingernails, and is used to filter or strain tiny plants and animals from seawater. Sometimes baleen whales catch small fish, but they mostly filter small organisms known as plankton. In certain parts of the ocean, billions of tiny plankton float near the water's surface, and baleen whales go there to feed. The longest flippers of any cetacean belong to the humpback whale. This baleen whale can be as long as 62 feet. Its flippers are one-third this length. Humpbacks can weigh as much as 40 tons or 80,000 pounds. Males are known for their songs during breeding season. Toothed whales are much smaller, as a rule, than baleen whales. The largest of the toothed whales, the sperm whale, grows to about 60 feet long, and the killer whale can reach 32 feet. But most toothed whales are between 10 and 20 feet long. The smallest of them measures only 4 feet. Toothed whales may be smaller, but this makes them faster. This is a good thing, because while baleen whales cruise along gathering plankton, toothed whales must chase their prey. Being big would just slow them down. Most toothed whales are excellent hunters. Groups of killer whales have been known to attack polar bears and blue whales. For their size, some toothed whales have tremendous swimming power. They can even make mighty leaps out of the water. A killer whale weighing 12,000 pounds can actually jump up to 15 feet into the air. Whales and fish swim differently. Fish move their tails from side to side. Whales move their tails, or flukes, up and down. The upward stroke provides most of the power to drive the whale forward. It's called the power stroke. All toothed whales have 5 bony fingers inside their flippers. Different teeth for different prey. A killer whale's thick and heavy teeth help it catch large sea mammals. The bottlenose dolphin eats small, slippery fish. To hold its prey, it has as many as 100 little sharp teeth. Sperm whales have the biggest teeth and can catch really big prey, like sharks. All of their teeth are in the lower jaw and fit into sockets in the upper jaw. One difference between toothed whales and baleen whales is how they eat their food. Baleen whales swallow lots of small animals at one time. Toothed whales catch and swallow bigger animals one at a time. Like baleen whales, toothed whales don't chew their food. Tearing off chunks, a killer whale can swallow 50 pounds of food at one time. The bodies of toothed whales are usually darker on top and lighter underneath. This is called countershading and makes the whales harder to see in the water. When the whale is seen from below, its light-colored belly blends with the sunlight shining on the water's surface. When seen from above, the dark back blends with the darkness of the deep water below. All whales dive under the water. Some dive deep and some shallow. Some take long dives while others keep it short. To prepare for diving, they take several deep breaths. This clears their lungs and builds up a store of extra oxygen in their blood. Whales also store extra oxygen in their muscles. Sometimes whales are stranded on a beach and die. This can happen when they swim into shallow water near a beach. When the tide goes out, they are left stuck on the sand. Nobody is sure why this happens, but some scientists feel that the echolocation systems of the whales may not be working correctly. Maybe this makes the whales confused about where they are, and so they swim into areas that are dangerous for them. The water in the ocean is layered, like the layers on a cake. Some layers are warmer and some are colder, and some carry sound better than others. Whales seem to be able to use the best sound-carrying layers to talk to each other over very long distances. Fin whales, for example, can send out sounds that might be heard more than 2,000 miles away. And I think that's all the time we have for today. Thanks again for joining me. We've been listening to zoo books about different animals. And this is Mary Beth Gianni. Have a great day.